fish and chips with an ice cream cone at the galley, and a stroll down Estevan Avenue to Willows Beach on a sunny afternoon has been a cherished tradition for generations of Oak Bay kids and families. Anchoring the corner of Estevan Avenue and Dunleavy Street for nearly a century, the distinctive Little General Store building has housed the popular Willows Galley since 1980. More than a local landmark, it is a treasured community institution woven into Oak Bay's culture, heritage, and identity. Its story begins during the homesteading years of the early 20th century, when farms, fields, and gray oak meadows with dusty dirt roads gently sloped towards Willows Beach and its unspoiled views of Mount Baker across the sea. In 1913, change was on its way. Uplands Limited, with 450 acres of mostly unsold lots to promote, helped to fund an extension of the streetcar line from downtown Victoria. The new Uplands line extended from Midland Circle along Cadboro Bay Road and Dalhousie and Dunleavy Streets. Along with people, the streetcar brought opportunity. Beautiful lot on Dunleavy Street, cornering on lane, streetcar passing the door, read a contemporary property ad. This is a select buy in the district, near Uplands. It is improving every day. The cost? $1,700 with at least one quarter cash up front. Savvy entrepreneurs who could see that daily improvement with their own eyes purchased nearby lots over the following years, and Estevan Village gradually evolved, modeled after a traditional English high street. In 1926, Miss Mary Fairclough was granted two building permits for a residence and adjacent store building, with construction costs of $3,500 and $600, respectively, at 2567 and 2559 Estevan Avenue. From 1927 to 1949, she operated Estevan Grocery as a rural general store, a prime location as the streetcar ran several times daily in front on Dunleavy Street. From 1950 to 1965, Stanley and Doris Watson purchased it and operated Watson's Grocery and Confectionery. Goods for sale included grape nuts flakes, tinned meats and fruits, and British sweets and chocolates. In 1965, it was leased to tenants who opened Estevan Fish and Chips. Watson's Grocery and Confectionery circa 1950. Courtesy Ivan Watson in 1978, the Watsons, then retired, but still living next door, put the two lots for sale, including the house and corner store. Glenn Harper purchased both and on April 17, 1980, officially opened the doors to the Willows Galley for the first time. "I never got to meet my first customer," Glenn recalled recently. "We had got everything ready, and I forgot to lock the front door. When I came in, the ice cream box was open and somebody had written a note and left a dollar bill for two small cones. We waited for years for them to come back, but they never did." He framed the dollar bill and put it up on the wall, where it remains to this day. With Glenn's good nature and work ethic, the galley soon established its reputation for tasty food and old-fashioned customer service. He made it a place where everyone felt welcomed, and he greeted regular customers by name, with their usual order already on the grill. Glenn remembers the day in 1988, when local hockey star Jeff Courtnell, whose family were regular customers, called him up and asked if he was busy. "I said why, and he said because he was on his way over with the Stanley Cup," he recalls. "It was quite an event. Word spread quickly and all the neighborhood kids showed up." Over the years, celebrities like Nelly Furtado and Steve Nash were also regulars. Glenn sponsored local sports teams and helped local kids whenever he could. "The Willows school kids would come over at lunchtime," he recalls. "We had a few shirts that said, Galley Slaves. So we made a deal where if they could put them on and pick up some trash from around the neighborhood, we'd give them a free bag of chips or ice cream." The galley's cozy and eclectic style evolved over time. The carved wooden galleon on the side of the building was salvaged from an apartment block slated for demolition. The main fish and chips sign was painted by Indigenous kids who appreciated Harper's respect for their culture. A small porthole under the main counter featured a rotating display with a sign, "For Kids Only," that became a running joke when the occasional adult tried to sneak a peek. The leather-seated swivel chairs and long common table by the main window created the impression that guests were eating aboard an actual ship. The main fish and chips sign was painted by Indigenous kids who appreciated Harper's respect for their culture. Ivan Watson Dave Higgins, current proprietor since 2011, has continued these galley traditions, unsurprisingly because his first experience of the business was as a 12-year-old when Glenn hired him to work in the kitchen. Glenn taught me the ropes. I started out doing dishes, peeling potatoes and making the chips, and as the years went on, moved into doing the grill, basically learning everything from him, recalls Dave. It was the coolest thing as a 12-year-old, having a job. Glenn even trusted me with a key to the building and allowed me and my friends to hang out there after hours as long as we were respectful. Dave knows he is carrying on Glenn's legacy. The foundation of the galley is Glenn, and it's the kind of neighborhood place where people feel welcomed and just want to come in and sit and chat. I think that's what's really special about the galley, and that's what Glenn taught me, to be open and welcoming to everybody who comes through the door. Glenn couldn't be happier with how Dave has carried on his legacy. People just take to him, he's an honest-to-goodness good guy, and he likes the business, says Glenn. Dave's good with people and he's got a good heart. Basically, that's what it's all about. For generations, the galley has been a gathering place for good food and good service, a local gem in Oak Bay's Willows neighborhood, and the perfect place during any era, past, present and hopefully long into the future, for a delicious home-cooked style meal and a refreshing ice cream cone, served up with a smile and a friendly chat. This article is from the fall edition of Tweed.